I've always found it interesting that certain characters in Tanakh are so much clearer and so much easier to understand. And then we have other characters who just sit there and struggle and wonder, what is their motivation? Where are they coming from? I find that Terach is one of those. On the one hand, we read in the Haggadah, the Pasuk from Sefer Yehoshua, which says that Terach was an Oved Avodah Zarah. And so if that's the case, it's incredibly clear that Terach was not of good stock. And yet, Terach still has an Avram. So you gotta sit there and wonder, like, how does that happen? And was it just an aberration? Because that does happen. Bad people do have good children. Or was it that there was something that Terach started that Avram had to finish? It's a good question. And I think it's really underscored by the fact that if you look at the end of Parshas Noach, we see that Terach makes the move to Israel. So why is it that he's going to Israel? So there's a couple possibilities, and I think that each of them require a thought as to whether or not we accept that, and I think that helps us understand a little bit more about Terach. On the one hand, it is possible that Terach was in the midst of moving anyway. Why? So if you take a look at the chronology of Avram's life, it seems as though when he was about 48 years old, the entire world separated. It's called Migdal Bavel. And so Terach is looking for a new place, as is the rest of the world. So he says to himself, where's a good place to set up? I am in business. I'm a commercial businessman. So he says, isn't Canaan an ideal place? It's on the crossroads of so many different civilizations, so many different areas. There are highways, so to speak, there. That's the way to go. So what does he do? He makes the move to go there. But then along the way, he says to himself, wait a second. I just reached Haran. And you know what? Let's call it how it is. Haran has a lot of those amenities. Okay, might be on a slightly smaller crossroads, but it's a crossroads nonetheless. So that's one possibility. In which case, you would have to look at Terach and say, Terach really, his move to Canaan was simply opportunistic. And therefore, his stopping in Haran is just another opportunity along the way. And his decision-making is really not a spiritually driven one, but rather a practical one. It just makes sense. But then we take a look and see that there's another possibility. Is it possible that Terach was moved by the same thing that Avram was? He felt that he was in a place that was just not spiritually appropriate for him. He wanted more. So he makes the move to Canaan. And then what happens? Somewhere along the way, he gets sidetracked. It's just too hard. He can't finish the trip. It's complicated to move at his age to a new country, to a new home, to a new civilization. So he settles and ends up in Haran. Which one is correct? I'm not sure. But I think that one thing is abundantly clear. Terach is not a simple character. He's one that requires a bit of understanding to appreciate where he's coming from. Have a good day.